This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1553, Something to Chew On, How to Make Decisions in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
How do you make decisions? Do you use your heart or your head? Today, we show you a natural phrasal verb to say that you are going to think about something, plus a few similar ways to say it in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Michelle. How are you doing today?
I am good. I'm good. Have you chewed on anything delicious lately? Any delicious food?
Like literally chewed on anything? So let's see. Yeah, we made a nice little chicken salad last night and I chewed on that. It was good. It was yummy. Really clean food and yummy avocados, chicken salad and chicken and onions. Really good stuff. What about you, Michelle?
That sounds good. Well, actually, the other day we made pizza.
Ooh, yum. What'd you put on your pizza?
I'm the type of person that I can just add a whole bunch of stuff that may or may not match. And actually, I just realized that one of our listeners has written to me about this.
Interesting.
So I put, well, I unfortunately, we didn't have pineapple, but usually I would put pineapple on my pizza, but we didn't have it. So we put mushroom, all different kinds of cheese, you know, sauce, and then I drizzled honey all over it.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people like to do that. And I do find that people have very strong opinions on pineapple pizza.
Yes.
I feel like people either love it or they hate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I love it. But we didn't have any pineapple. That's
Bummer.
Too bad. But next time. But it was good. And then we made a dessert pizza. We made one with like chocolate chips and Nutella and marshmallow and banana.
Oh my gosh, we've been talking about food all week on this show. It's making me crazy.
Oh my gosh, you're right. This is terrible. What's going on?
It's terrible.
It's great and terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
But awesome. So to chew on. So we're going to be talking about this more today. So in episode 1352, it was annoyed when to deal with it and not say anything in English. I believe in that episode, you mentioned a phrasal verb. I don't know. I just said you mentioned it recently. Well, listen to 1352 also, because it will be a good one that relates to this, but I somehow didn't write down how. So guys,
that's okay.
Listen to 1352. It's a mystery episode. But recently you mentioned a phrasal verb that we're going to discuss today. So it is chew on. And also you also did episodes on phrasal verbs recently with Aubrey.
We did. We did a whole series, guys, with Aubrey. So go back into, you know, the last couple of weeks of All Ears English. Make sure you go in there and listen to all these awesome episodes that are coming out. There's some really good stuff that you don't want to miss for sure.
Fantastic.
Right, Michelle?
Yeah, yes, definitely. So guys, we want to remind you to hit subscribe wherever you're listening to us and make sure that you follow All Ears English, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, follow All Ears English and leave a rating and review. I'm going to read out some names for some reviewers. And we want to thank these people for leaving us a review. So Nara from Iran, Parisa, another person from Iran, KK123456 from China, Nicole Campusano from Ecuador, Leniki Shov from Ukraine, Mehdi Shoberi from France, Nadia Farsati from Iran. Guys, leave us a review. Let us know what you think of the show, right? Tell us what you want to learn and let the world know what you think of All Ears English, okay?
Definitely. All right. Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I love reading those reviews because they keep us motivated, don't they, Michelle?
They do. They do. They're so wonderful. So thank you guys so much for listening, for reviewing. It's great. So
yeah,
let's get into it. So, okay, what does it mean to chew on something, Lindsay?
It makes me think of that commercial back in the 90s, the chew on this, right? Do you remember that? The commercial for the...
What was that for?
I think it was a commercial for gum, but yeah, they were trying to like give you a fact. So basically, my point is, they said chew on this, and then they gave some fact about breath or something. I don't remember exactly what it was about.
Right.
But basically, chew on something means to think about it. Means to think about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it can mean that for, you know, we were talking in the beginning about chewing on something, like actually chewing something, literally, right? With food, like she was chewing on her popsicle when he asked her a question, or she was chewing, you know, right?
Yeah.
So, but that's not the meaning that we're going to get into today, right? Lindsay, you were saying more about kind of thinking about something or making a decision or kind of taking something in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know that our listeners, we know you guys want to go one level deeper than just the literal meanings. You can do better than that, right? You know the literal meanings, but now you want to use things in more metaphorical ways or non-literal. So this is what we're into today.
Absolutely. And I mean, just like you mentioned with that commercial, if it says to chew on something, the whole advertising idea there is to say like you chew on gum, literally.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're using it in this other way as well. So that's the whole like pun, really.
It's a pun. It's a pun for sure. For sure. I don't know why I thought of that. It was on TV all the time in the 90s. So anyways.
Definitely. So, yeah, I mean, this means to put thought into something, right? Maybe you have a choice to make in the future or you have to answer something, but you need to chew on it first, right? Mm-hmm, so it might not necessarily be about a decision, but it's something that makes you think. So Lindsay, wanna give us an example?
Okay, yeah, for sure. So let's see, where are those examples? Okay, that last chapter gave me a lot to chew on. I'll have to read it again before I leave the book club meeting, right? So it gave you a lot to think about and work through, get the gears turning in your head, right?
Yeah, definitely. Or you could say something like, chew on this, Lindsay, I'm moving to France.
Interesting. So what are you saying to me when you're saying chew on this and then you tell me you're moving to France?
I'm saying that it's a surprise. So it's going to take you like a second to actually absorb what I'm saying.
Yeah. So take this in. You're saying like, take this in, process this. Here's something interesting and surprising. Okay. Interesting.
Right, yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
We want to know what you think of All Ears English. How has the show helped you? Our team reads the reviews, so leave yours today. Rate and review All Ears English podcast and hit follow to make sure you don't miss an episode. Thanks, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And what's the next one?
So the hiring managers have tons of applications to chew on. That means to debate, right? To look through, to think about.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, it can be used in a business context as well. Or I have a lot to chew on over the weekend. I really don't know what I'll decide.
Yeah. Do you think that this is used more for big decisions or small things or like more cerebral things? I mean, what do you think? Is there some type of thing that we're actually thinking about that we tend to use this for?
I think it's more cerebral, like, or a decision. So, like, I think that the examples really kind of show it. You know, the first example we gave was taking in information, reading a book, trying to really understand it. And the second one is, you know, going through something. And then the third one is about a decision.
Okay, so it's pretty broad. It's pretty broad. It just means to think through something. Right.
Right. It's a really useful expression, and it's fun to say. It's fun to hear. Yeah. So it's definitely a good one. But there's also to chew over. Right. And that can be very similar. But I mean, I think chew over is a little different. It's more about talking out the decision. So like you might say, Lindsay, have you ever said like, oh, can we chew it over during the lunch break?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just drawing a blank right now, but I don't think I say that much. It's not in my personal vocabulary, but we share a lot that isn't necessarily in our own personal, you know, repertoire.
Right.
I never learned that one, in other words.
Well, I think I would say chew on more frequently, but you might hear like chew it over or something like that.
Thing I feel like I hear, just to interject here for a second, is mull it over.
Yeah. I mean, am I wrong with chew it over? I mean, I feel like I hear this. Now I'm like wondering if I'm going.
I'm actually finding it in the dictionary. Yeah, it says chew over, discuss or consider at length.
Yes.
You're not wrong.
Okay,
you're
good. Okay. Well, Lindsay, now you learned something new. Maybe you can use
I learned something new.
Absolutely. So let's talk about, I mean, Lindsay, some other things that we can say, right? So the first one is to contemplate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, for example, I have to contemplate how I'm going to handle this situation. Now, these are more serious words. So, chew on is fun when you're just trying to keep it a little light. I feel like it's a more casual thing to say. Right.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, then there's ponder, which we've used on the show before, which are, here are some questions for you to ponder before we begin.
Yeah, ponder or consider all our options. We have to consider all our options before making a decision. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Lindsay, how do you make big decisions? Are you good at making the big decisions, or do you have like a formula or a plan? Do you make decisions with your head or your heart?
Oh, good question, Michelle. I try to do both. First, I try to go with the head. And then so I might try to like write things out, do a pros and cons list, although that's not my first reaction. Like, people will tell me to do a pros and cons list, so I'll do it. And then I'll try to step back and use my heart. So the first section is the head, right? Look at the details and see if it's obvious within the facts. And then if it's not, step back and say, okay, what's my gut saying? What feels right? I do believe in both, actually.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, I know. You do kind of have to have a healthy mix, right? If you just stick with the head or the heart, right? You're kind of, I don't know. I think you're going to run into trouble.
What about you, Michelle? Are you more heart-based or head-based? Or both? Do you find that balance?
that's tough. I think I want to be more, I want to make decisions with I think that I actually want to make decisions with my heart more, but I think I make them with my head more. Like, I would think that I'm the type that would lead with my heart, but I think I actually use my head a lot more.
Oh, that's interesting. I would have thought just the opposite.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I have to think about this a little bit more. I have to chew it over. Oh, no. Well, we're chewing it over right now, but I have to chew on it.
Privately. Okay, come back to us next week and let us know.
I will. All right, I will. So, yeah, but it's kind of interesting to think about your decision-making style. How do you actually do it, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, it's fascinating, for sure. Well, let's do a role play for our listeners so they can see how these are used, right? Should we do
Let's do it. Okay. So, here we go. So, we're deciding which college to attend. We are best friends in high school.
All right, so go ahead.
All right, here we go. Oh my gosh, Lindsay, I'm so happy you got that scholarship.
Yeah, I have a lot to chew on, though. It's a tough choice.
Yeah, it's a lot to ponder. It's good to consider all your options, though. Keep an open mind.
Yeah, what about you? Do you know what you're doing, or do you want to chew it over?
I'm a bit torn. I was contemplating going with my first choice, but it's so expensive.
Ooh, college in the U.S. is so expensive.
It is. Ooh! It is.
I don't know how the price can keep going up.
I don't either. It'll be interesting to see where that goes in the next 10-20 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we're talking about this big decision, right, that 18-year-olds always, or not, I guess, yeah, when you're about 18, 17, 18, you have to make this decision, right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. And so first I said, I have a lot to chew on, right?
Right, to think about, right, with mm-hmm. your decision. And then I said, it's a lot to ponder, right, to really go through, think deeply about. Yep. But I said, it's good to consider all your options, right, to keep everything open.
Yeah, consider all your options. And then I said, do you know what you're doing or do you want to chew it over? Right? Do you want to talk about it together is what you mean, right?
Right. It's like, oh, we're best friends. So maybe you might want help talking through it. And then I said, I'm a bit torn. So this is a good bonus for today, right? It's basically, Lindsay, what does it mean when you say you're torn?
You don't know what you want, right? You want both.
Right.
You're having a really hard time making a decision.
Yeah. Exactly. But I said I was contemplating going with my first choice, but it's so expensive. So I was thinking about it, right?
Okay. So we used a lot of the other word options like ponder, consider all your options, and contemplating too, right? So that's good. Good stuff. So don't always use chew on, but mix it up, guys. That is the goal.
Yeah, definitely. Oh my gosh. Well, this was fun. I mean, today we talked about patterns with our thinking and decision making, and we gave you some new vocab, and you got to hear a little bit about how Lindsay and I make decisions ourselves. And it's kind of, it's almost hard to reflect on that. It's hard to chew on it because we don't think about like, oh, what's our process? And I don't know, the next time I have a big decision to make, I'm gonna really think about this episode.
Think about what you do and let us know.
I will. Oh my gosh, good. This was fun, Lindsay.
Yeah, really good stuff. Guys, make sure you go and let us know what you thought about this episode. Go ahead and write a rating or write a review. Give us a rating. Let us know. And we will do our best to read your name on the show if we can. Okay? Awesome.
Okay. Thanks again, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right. Take care, Michelle. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.